It's Ember Wednesday of the first week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of this week are Ember Days. There are four sets of Ember Days in the traditional calendar. These are days of special penance and prayer. They fall roughly at the changing of the seasons of the year. The Roman practice of the Ember Days might be rooted in pagan customs, but by the 3rd century they had been thoroughly baptized with Christian meaning. The Ember Days parallel also the Jewish Feast of the Tabernacles and the Day of Atonement. The traditional calendar keeps us more closely united to the rhythm of our planet's year, the changes of the seasons, and therefore gives us a strong sense of sacred time and the swift passing of our own fleeting days. Today's station, however, is at Santa Maria Maggiore. At first we meet at the Collect Church, St. Peter in Chains, where we were yesterday. And then we go up to one of the four major papal basilicas, St. Mary Major. According to pious legend, in August of 352, a Roman aristocrat dreamt that the Blessed Virgin Mary wanted him to build a church on this site, and she would reveal it to him. On the 5th of August, there was a miraculous snowfall. Miraculous indeed, given how hot it is in Rome during August. The snow fell on the Esquiline Hill, and that is where they built the beautiful basilica dedicated to the Mother of God. Each year, on the 5th of August, white rose petals are dropped through the magnificent gold-coffered ceiling of the basilica to commemorate the miraculous snowfall. In 431, just after the Council of Ephesus had declared Mary the Mother of God, Pope Sixtus III constructed this present basilica and had his deacon Leo design and execute the mosaics of the interior's triumphal arch. This deacon would soon after become Pope St. Leo the Great. And you can hear in his preaching themes that you can spot in the mosaics. Last year at this time, we were listening to the insights of Cardinal Richelieu, and I'm going to go with Father Troedek today because you just can't beat him. The Pharisees see all of the miracles which our Lord performs to soothe the suffering and to manifest his divine power, yet they do not believe. They keep refusing to believe. Every time they call for one more sign. Jesus did not want to give them another sign. He answers them simply by announcing his death and his resurrection, prefigured by the life of the prophet Jonas 8 centuries earlier. We also, too often, want God constantly to give us signs to enlighten or reassure us. We forget that our Lord wants faith, and faith is to accept, not seeing, not feeling. Faith is of another order. It means adhering serenely to the truths that God has revealed to us and knowing how to admire them. Let us take, for example, the treasure which God bestowed upon us in our baptism. A profound gaze of faith brought to bear on the adornment produced in us on that day should fill us with joyful enthusiasm. As Dom Marmion puts it, we ought never to think of our baptism without a deep sense of inward gladness. On the day of our baptism, we are born in principle to everlasting beatitude. We hold the very pledge of it in the sanctifying grace then given to us. Lastly, and above all, our souls ought to be full of great confidence. Lord Jesus, rather than looking for signs, I want to nourish my faith by contemplating the beautiful truths which you have revealed. I thank you in particular for the grace of my baptism. Help me to hold to it preciously, and every day to live more ardently by it, through the faithful accomplishment of all my duties.